It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Oh, yes. And in the studio, we have Hayden from the Drug Foundation.
Morena.
Hi.
Thank you for coming in. You're going to chat to us about drug testing.
Yeah. Because I realise that quite often on the segment we talk about, we try to make a distinction between drug testing and drug checking, which we can get to.
Right.
And it's a bit of a false distinction in most people's minds.
Yeah.
But it's kind of an important one. But yeah, I realise that on this segment we often talk about drug checking being a really important thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, a tiny amount of people out of the whole kind of population that have actually like walked into a clinic and gone through the process. And so I think it's important to kind of demystify it because it is a weird new thing. People do kind of buzz out when they come in and to get their drugs checked because it's a bit of there's a bit of cognitive dissonance going on.
Yeah.
You know, you're aware that the drugs you have are illegal, but you're going and accessing this legal service to get them checked, which is awesome.
I guess that's sort of confusing in a way, like can the police, you know, get you and all that kind of thing if you're walking in with this illegal substance or something?
So the short answer is no. The long answer, I guess, is a bit more complicated. So you're still, if you're carrying illicit drugs on the street or wherever and the police have kind of, you know, cause to suspect that you do have them, then that's just kind of a normal everyday part of, like, if you are using drugs, like, you're probably aware of those risks and kind of how to mitigate them, I guess. There are really specific legal protections that are built into, like, when drug checking was legalized.
Yeah.
So police can't use your presence at a drug checking clinic to in any kind of proceedings against you or anything that goes on at a clinic.
Right.
And actually, it's the good thing is it's not just those legal protections. We've got a really good understanding and relationship with the police around it. Like, they understand that it's a huge and important harm reduction measure that saves them a lot of work down the track. So they're really behind drug checking. And actually, there's a social media account and website you should check out called High Alert that's actually run out of the police's National Drug Intelligence Bureau, and they are constantly like promoting drug checking, like, go get your drugs checked, go get your drugs checked.
High Alert's great. It publicises, correct me if I'm wrong, publicises, you know, things that have been found through drug checking.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of drugs are, you know, they see a trend.
Totally, yeah. So they kind of combine lots of different, like, they would call it intelligence in the police world. Anything that we as drug checking providers say, like, let them know about that's potentially dangerous, completely anonymized though. And then also anything they're seeing at the border or, you know, any kind of drug seizures and that kind of thing. Maybe we could, like, I'll step through what drug checking looks like for those who haven't been and kind of 100%. try and demystify it.
So you walk through the door.
Yes.
Good step one.
So firstly, the reason we call it drug checking and not drug testing is because often when people think of drug testing, they think of having to piss in a cup.
Totally, yeah.
And getting tested for, you know, their job or whatever. Mm. And we have had a few people come through the door thinking that we do drug testing, not drug checking.
Yeah.
So it's I don't know. I feel like at some point we might come up with a new name for it just to make it completely clear.
Yeah.
In Australia, they call it pill testing, which is maybe a little bit more specific. But we also test lots of things that aren't pills. So there you go.
True.
A
bit more broad.
But yes, so in New Zealand, there's kind of generally three different drug checking providers that offer services around the country. We at the New Zealand Drug Foundation mostly cover Auckland, although we also do clinics up in Whangarei and a bunch of other places as well. And we do testing at RNV and Laneway. We have done in the past. Hopefully we will again.
Yeah.
And there's Know Your Stuff, which is probably the most kind of well-known drug checking organisation. Mm. They started at festivals, but they've also broadened out and do community clinics as well. And then there's the Needle Exchanges as well in most of the main centres that do kind of ongoing, like, every weekday services.
Yeah.
And Yeah, so even though drug checking started out as something that happened at festivals, really the main service throughout the year now, throughout New Zealand, but particularly from my case in terms of what I work on in Auckland, it's community clinics. So it's just kind of clinics that you can go to anytime, you know, not for a particular event, because, you know, people use drugs every day of the week.
Totally.
And they use them at home or at a house party or whatever. Like, it's not just at festivals. So, so the Drug Foundation runs a drug checking clinic every day of the week out of our office at the moment, which is at D72 on Dominion Road. And you walk in the door, we'll take you into a little booth, so it's nice and private.
Yep.
And you can tell us what you think you have and any details about what you've brought in. And it's great to get kind of as many details as possible, because, you know, if it was involved in, like, you know, a bad experience or serious harm, like, that's really key information for us to know. But you can also share as little or as much as you want. Like, all the questions we ask are kind of optional, and it's more about just making people comfortable to use the service. Then what we do, so legally we can't ask any identifying details, so we can't ask your name or anything. And so we've developed processes to be able to keep people anonymous while still kind of keeping things organized in our clinic. So we usually give people like a code name, which we've got like this long list of animals that gets automatically generated. Sometimes people kind of get a little bit offended by their automatically generated name.
Hope you don't have hippo like, on the list or something.
I'm not sure if we got hippo. Definitely someone was like, dog, why am I dog?
You calling me a dog, brother?
And then we will generate like a random six-digit ID for each sample that you give us. We then run the tests on it. So we use potentially up to like three different technologies. The main one we use is called an FTIR spectrometer. It's kind of a fancy-looking field lab machine that takes a light waveform reading of the substance and compares it to a library of like 25,000 substances, not just drugs, but like paint and chalk and calcium.
You can actually know if people are, you know, potentially cutting substances with crazy stuff.
That's actually kind of a key part of what we do. So it's not just about finding the kind of potentially dangerous adulterants. It's about like giving people a sense of like, hey, this pressed pill is like, you know, two-thirds filler, one-third MDMA. So
what do you say about people that might be sort of scared? You know, they bring their drugs and they don't want you guys to take away half of it to test it or something like that.
That is a great question. So usually, generally speaking, the FTIR test is non-destructive. So it means that we take a tiny amount to start with, which is about the size of a match head. We put that on the machine. If we're kind of satisfied with that, we've got the information we need from that reading, we give that back to you. If we need to do further tests, we'd always ask you. We could do what's called a reagent test, which is where we put a drop of a chemical on a tiny bit of your substance and it changes color, and it kind of tells us what's in there. It's kind of a less precise measure than the FTIR spectrometer, but it's sometimes a good way of finding stuff that we can't find on the spectrometer. And that obviously is destructive because we're putting kind of like corrosive chemicals on your drug, but it uses a tiny speck of your drug. We also like never kind of confiscate anything. That's kind of another misconception that people have. So we're just there to give people like information that so that they can then make decisions for themselves. There's no, even if we found something that's like incredibly dangerous, we don't have the power to confiscate it, and we wouldn't. We would let you know all about it, have a really good chat about kind of, you know, the potential dangers and like harm reduction advice, but that's not what we're there to do. So we have the spec, we've got reagents, we also have test strips. So we have like strips where we can test for fentanyl, nitazenes, which are a similar kind of synthetic opioid, very potent, and also benzos, And so, yeah, sometimes we use a combination of all three, but mostly we just use the spectrometer. Right. And usually it takes kind of 10 to 15 minutes to get your results. So then we have a conversation with you about what we've found. And then we basically just have a quick chat about harm reduction, which is usually led by the client. So we kind of just ask, like, how do you usually stay safer when you're using, you know, XYZ, what have you brought in? And it's actually really a great place. Like, we the cool thing is, because we also run the level, which brings you the segment, a lot of those kind of harm reduction tips we then kind of use on our drug information pages, because, you know, we're not, we deal with drugs every day. We're kind of relatively expert, but like, there's heaps of awesome harm reduction knowledge out in the community that we're getting through that process as well.
Totally. Does it cost money to come in and get these done?
No. Another great question. Absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
And that, again, is baked into the law. So if anyone tries to charge you for drug checking services, that they're not doing it legally. Run. No, it has to be free by law. We've got a little machine where you can make a donation if you want to the Drug Foundation, but that's totally optional.
Very interesting. I mean, I know this is putting you on the spot, but off the top of your head, how many drugs that you test have been adulterated? Like, what's the kind of percentage?
So last year, it's usually between kind of 20 and 30%.
That's quite high.
Yeah, and it really depends by drug. So, of all the drugs we checked, somewhere between kind of a fifth to a third is either completely not what people thought it was, or is mixed with something else.
Yeah, partially not.
As I say, that's really different for different drugs. So, for example, MDMA at the moment, and actually another little plug for the level, if you go on the level and go to our drug pages, we have live data from the last 3 months of our drug checking clinics for each drug.
Wow.
So you can kind of see
right
now what the what the market's looking like.
Mm.
So for MDMA at the moment, that's relatively low. It's usually around kind of 8%. Cocaine has got worse. So we're seeing kind of like somewhere between like around 25% of cocaine not being what people thought it was.
Yeah.
Speed is pretty bad. Speed's about 50-50.
Wow.
Ow. Yeah.
That's a game you do not want to play.
No.
No.
And that's why it's so important for people to just, it takes 10, 15 minutes. It's completely anonymous. It's completely free. Like, in terms of adulteration, it can sometimes be the cost of a life.
Totally.
You don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we've found some genuinely quite scary things and really weird things. I think this is the thing that people maybe don't appreciate about the black market sometimes, is like, it's so unregulated and so, under the covers that just kind of, it hasn't got the types of kind of controls and regulation that you might have in like a legal market. So weird stuff can happen anywhere in the supply chain.
What's the weirdest thing you've found? Am I allowed to ask?
Yeah. I mean, we've recently found some like research chemicals sold as methamphetamine.
Whoa.
Recently, like, I think maybe it was the end of last year or the start of this year.
Yeah.
We found heroin that was sold as cocaine, which was quite scary.
Yeah.
Oh. That's very scary.
Yeah, we've found. So there's been like fentanyl found in cocaine.
Mm.
It's. I guess this is the other thing to maybe just finish on as well, is that like we try and take a real like non-stigmatizing approach to anything that comes through the door.
Yeah.
And totally. So we're not about going, oh, we found this bad drug, or like you brought in this good drug and we found this bad drug. It's more about telling people what the kind of relative risk is based on what they thought they had versus what they actually have.
Yeah.
Totally.
And so we welcome like literally anything that comes through. One thing we've been seeing recently lots is like black market pharmaceuticals, which people kind of, I think, assume are legit because they're often in like blister packs and it kind of just looks like they've been like diverted from someone's prescription.
Yeah.
But we've actually been finding some weird stuff in those as well. Ooh. We tested some last week that were supposed to be alprazolam, and they ended up being tramadol, and that was in like a sealed blister pack.
Wow.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Can't trust
safe.
Anything.
No. Get it checked.
Yeah. Wow.
Get it checked.
Thank you so much, Hayden,
thank
for coming
you, Hayden.
In.
All that good. Was Thanks a lot. Very insightful. And if you have any drugs, get them checked.
Get them checked. And you can
Please.
Go to your place on Dominion Road. As,
yeah. And, yep. and go, just go to thelevel.org.nz. It has a drug checking calendar yep. wherever you are in New Zealand. So if you're listening somewhere else, it's got the your closest drug checking clinic. Yeah.
Great. Awesome.
Cool. Thank you, so much, Hayden.
Thanks.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.